Pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Good Monday morning, Pearl Harbor Day. Pearl Harbor Day. December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy. We don't even hardly talk about that anymore today. I wonder how many public schools, if they were open, I wonder how many public schools would even be celebrating it or even be talking about it. And I'm, you know, I was making my notes here this morning, hey, we got a show today. You know, we got a guest coming in here that's going to just blow you away. So call somebody, text somebody, email somebody, tell them they got to tune into the Coach. Are we sitting on the verge of another Pearl Harbor Day here in the United States? You know, as we look back on what happened December 7th, 1941, history's probably beginning to show us that FDR knew it was going to happen and let it happen to draw us into the Second World War. Whether that was nefarious or not, that's probably the truth. And are we sitting on the precipice of something like that again? And the Bible tells us, not the Bible, but wisdom tells us that those who forget the past are condemned to repeat it. And are we in a situation where I saw a statistic today, something about how divided America is. And see, I still don't think America's that divided. I think the media, Joe, you can sit over here, bud. I think the media has made it appear that we're divided. In my mind, I believe that when you look at people who are actually just really mom and pop Americans who are Democrats, who maybe are still blind to what's going on, you guys know what I'm talking about. But because the left has been so organized and is so out in the street and the media is part of the left, they've made it appear like there are just thousands and millions of millions. And I'm telling you, I don't believe that's true. I believe it's still about a 70-30 nation in my mind. I don't run into radicals. I run into people who voted for Joe Biden. I run into people who are, you know, they're lefties. But, you know, I got to be honest, out here where I am, it's few and far between. There aren't many of them. And so I believe that a Pearl Harbor type event, a 911 type event would not be a shock to me at all, considering where we are and exactly what's going on. So I just put that out there as a warning for all of you to kind of, they don't even teach our kids about Pearl Harbor Day anymore. Remember what it was like when I was a kid? Of course, my dad's generation just had fought a great war, right? And so, you know, all that stuff. We used to have the Memorial Day parades and the soldiers marched in it and Pearl Harbor Day and all of it, day that will live in infamy. And now we don't even talk about it. And so I just wanted to acknowledge it today. A lot of guys died today. And boy, oh boy, something happened on this day in 1941 that forever changed the world. And I wouldn't be surprised if that kind of thing happens to us again. Heck of a way to start the show, but I just wanted to do that while I was thinking. I got a great guest. I want to jump to him here as quickly as I can, but I got a couple things. Pardon me, I'm looking. I want to apologize. I have been off the phone and off the computer basically all weekend. I maybe have returned a couple text messages, but Joe Esposito is pulling in here beside me. Joe has been, before I get going to Joe, listen, just understand if I haven't returned your email, if you're getting mad saying, well, that coach, he never gets back. I've been down. Okay. I've been down all weekend. And so I really kind of feel like I'm, behind the eight ball in a lot of ways, but it is what it is. So I wanted to talk about that, the Washington DC trip. I'll talk more about that, but folks, we now have up on our website, Mike, maybe you can throw it up there on the screen. You probably already are. I'm working off one computer today. We're going to go to DC. And if you want to go with us, please, like we did last time, we need you to sign up so that we, you know, the hotel rooms, we're going to try to get a place where everybody can stay together. Maybe we can share transportations, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to be driving. If you're in the Central Ohio area and you'd like to go, let me know so I know how many vehicles I need to get secured for us and all that. And all that information is there at Coach Dave Live. So if you can come, like I was talking to Chad. Chad says, Coach, I want to be there, but there's a lot of things going on. I said, Chad, hey, listen, Chad, sometimes we can't all go, man. That's why we got a big team. We can't all go. But if you can go, we would love for you to go. I'm working on a couple of things. If I ever get back on the internet, working on a couple of things that I think are going to be really, really effective when we're in DC. I don't want to go to DC and just chant 4 more years. I could do that from home. I don't want to go to DC and walk and do all that stuff. Just say, stop the steal. I'm looking for something more strategic that we can do while we're there.
Coach.
So, yes, sir.
It looks like there's a van coming up from North Carolina. So if there's anybody awesome. Anybody in the South that wants to connect with us, they should get in touch.
Okay, Mike, thanks. Hey, folks, these are historic events. Someday you're going to be able to say, I was there. And so if you can make it, if money's the issue, we're raising money, or somebody out there even right now say, Coach, I can't go, but I'll pay for somebody else. You can donate online. And, you know, it costs money to do it. It costs us probably a couple $1,000s last time we went. So anybody out there that can't go that wants to help with it, you can go online and help support us there, make that all happen. Hurrying through here because I want to get Joe up here and give him as much time as I can. What else do I want to look at here? There. Nope. Mike, I'm all stuff. Per-harmony. Hey, listen, is JR in here? Because I just caught wind that JR, there's a meeting at Old Bag of Nails in Westerville, Ohio tomorrow, 7 to 8:30. Are you in here, JR? Can you talk about that a minute or not? I should have talked. I don't know if he is. JR, I don't know what to say, man. I mean, didn't mean it that way. I want to give the correct information, but on how to stop the forced vaccinations and all that. There's a meeting tomorrow night from 7 to 8:30 at the Old Bag and Nails in Westerville, Ohio. That's for local Ohio folk that want to get involved. So I'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. But if you have tomorrow evening available, maybe I can give JR a little bit more of a notice and get him in here to be able to talk to us about it. All right. Cool. Anybody got anything for the good of the group? And again, I apologize. I've been down all weekend. As soon as I get Joe rolling here, you'll understand why.
Thanks. Coach.
Pardon me?
Thanks.
Okay, cool. So Joe Esposito, let me get on the screen here, Joe. I don't even know if I can see us. You got to, yeah, I'm going to slide over. You slide on in here. Joe's got, as I said, folks, Joe, before you came down, you're over here. Here we are, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. There's Joe. Joe wears a 2000. Joe's been radar poisoned. I can't think of a better word to do that. And Joe has given about the last 8 years of his life to trying to awaken people to understand what's going on in America in regards to Wi-Fi, those things they put on the meters, the smart meters, the radiation that's everywhere, cell towers popping up all around us. And Joe says, and rightfully so, that we are being microwaved. We're all being microwaved. So Joe came with his buddy Kinlon out of, he just got a hold of me last week, says, I got to come out there, Coach. And I got some stuff I got to show you, and I can only do it by coming. And I tried to figure out a way where I could meet him halfway. He says, no, it's really better because I'd rather do it at your house anyway to show you exactly what's going on. So he and Kinlon Folsom got in their car and drove 15 hours out here on was it Saturday, Joe, when you came rolling in?
Saturday night.
Saturday night. It's 15 hours. Joe has I'll let him talk about it. And the stuff that I've learned from Joe Esposito here, there's a Facebook called The Meter Man. Is that what it is, Joe? The Meter Man?
No, you have to go to YouTube.
I'm sorry, YouTube's what I meant.
Go to YouTube and directly do their search because Google usually won't let you on. I've got 27 YouTubes up. That will help educate you about what's happening. So you go to Joe Esposito, Esposito, Meter Man, Owasso, Owasso, Oklahoma. And that'll get you started. There's one YouTube that's got, last night we looked at it, 328,000
views.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, Mike, I think you can probably just push in the Meter Man. I found it this morning.
Yeah.
There it is, the Meter Man.
Meter Man, right.
The Meter Man, and it'll come up. I'm sorry. So I want to shut up about all this. Joe's wearing a, folks, he's wearing a, for lack of a better term, a metal suit.
It is. It's silver.
Come on in there, Joe. I'll slide over a little bit.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Thanks for being
folks,
here.
Folks, this isn't a – he doesn't have an outfit on. He needs this.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. I've got my Pass the Salt shirt on.
Hey, looking good.
There it is. I got my hat on. But normally I wear a black hat, which is 50 dBd protection. I wear Synods, two of them, which is 50 dBd protection. And I wear a $2,000 suit that was a prototype out of Europe that I had made. So I've been wearing it for 3 years. So it's getting a little ragged, taggedy, but it's still working.
And this blocks radiation.
Yeah, it blocks radiation. And so while I'm traveling on the highway and whenever I have to go out of the house, I have a doctor's letter. And, you know, we have lawyers that are helping us fight all this fight right now. But the reason we have, so they can call Meter Man. This is the meter right here. See it? Okay. And let me just share. This is, write this down.
Let me get you up on the screen there, Joe. Go ahead.
This is an HFE 35C high frequency analyzer. And this is the important thing you need to know. It reads between 27 megahertz and 2,500 megahertz. Those are the frequencies, which are the unlicensed frequencies that they're bombarding us with, right? This is medical warfare radiation. This is, you know, coming in on us, and we don't even know what's happening. So here's, let me just turn this on. Coach, we had to shut Coach's house down. You want to turn that on?
Yeah, literally my house. That's why I've been responding to people. I shut my house down because of the Wi-Fi throughout the house. Folks, think about this a minute. We talked about this once before. Whether it be a radio station, you turn on your radio and you can tune in and get a station. And so those waves are constantly going somewhere and we're able to pick them up. Maybe the radio waves aren't dangerous, but the Wi-Fi waves are dangerous. And the cell tower waves are dangerous. And the smart meter waves are dangerous. Joe's going to show you all this. And so when he came into my house, I had to shut everything down because it'll make him sick. Kinlon's the same way. So I'm going to turn on my phone, and Joe's going to show you his meter of just what's coming out of my cell phone, just even as it sits. Are you ready to go, Joe?
Yeah, but let me just share for a second. This meter reads microwave radiation, and the radiation spectrum is, you know, ionizing, non-ionizing radiation. None, I say none of it is safe for your health. None, okay? And Kinlon, I'm sure, would say that. I asked him the other day. But this meter reads that radiation. And see, people cannot see, hear, feel, touch, or smell this stuff. And so you have to show them. So right now at this house, I don't know if you can see this. Can you see this? This is 3.4.
I lost me on the screen. That's why we're having trouble.
Microwatts per meter.
Where's your camera, bud?
Yeah, right there, right? So it's very, very low. This is very good readings in this house. Right, we've shut him down wirelessly. And so we're teaching him how to use cabled or wired connections instead of wireless. Okay. So I'm going to turn this meter on. It's on right now. I'm going to turn the volume up.
Hang on there, Joe. Mike, for some reason, I've disappeared off my screen. I don't know what I'm doing. Hang on there. So you can't hear anything yet, folks. Listen to when my phone comes on. I'm just now powering it up.
Okay. So this is.
Here's a microphone so they can hear it.
Okay. Okay. So this is quiet at the moment, but then all of a sudden, here he comes. His phone's coming up.
My phone's starting to boot up.
Okay. You can hear it.
Okay. So when you're laying by your bed at night, folks, listen.
Yeah. So this is
enough. Mm-hmm. I got to turn it off now.
So this is radiation. This is what's damaging you, okay? I can't tell you how many documents, because you need to see the documents, because if you don't have the documents, you can't defend what's going on here, because people think, oh, man, this guy doesn't know anything, right?
Okay.
So
thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks. That's good. Okay, appreciate you guys. This is very important for us to understand, and once you understand it, you won't be able to forget it. I mean,
so last night, Joe came into my house, showed me what was going on. We shut down the Wi-Fi. We shut it down, and then we're still picking up other things. And Joe's going around, and we continued to find little things and big things in our house that were radiating us, even when it was just sitting there, didn't realize it was doing. So, hey, I got to turn this off. We got to turn this off. We got to turn this. And now Joe's got me down to about a 4.3. Is that where we're
at? Yeah, that's
I'm
very
in
good.
A safe house.
It's very safe.
Shut everything down.
There's no wireless right now running in this house. And just to show you how sensitive the meter is, we were sitting there in the living room, and I heard this little zit, zit every 5 minutes. And I'm going, what's that? I don't understand what that is. And so it took us a day, and Kinlon especially, he was very helpful because he's an electrical engineer, right? And so he works with me. I mean, we work together now on this stuff. And it was really interesting because the little zit, zit, I mean, it took me a couple of hours to sit down and follow the meter. The meter tells you, like, what's going on. We ran it down to the bedroom where Kinlon's sleeping in, But we couldn't find anything in the bedroom. It was clean. We couldn't find anything transmitting. So coach comes along and says, try out.
After a day and a half.
Try outside. There's a wireless camera. And that was it. So we went out. And so in the house, it was reading maybe like, 200, something like that, microwatts per meter squared. And then all of a sudden, he says that. We go out, we find it, right? We bring it in the house. We put my meter, turn my meter on. It was over 200,000 microwatts per meter squared. And I know you don't understand those numbers, okay? But
it's cooking me.
Right.
It's cooking our family.
But here's cell damage, right? Look here. Let me get this on the screen for you. It's upside down. Okay, so right here. See, right here.
It's all backwards. Mick, I don't know if you guys can read it. I don't think we can reverse it. Can you guys read that at all?
Not at all.
Just trust us. He has it, okay?
It's 3.4 microwatts per meter square cell damage. And you know what that cell's damaging at 3.4 microwatts? Your sperm cells. So all these guys running around with their testicles hanging down are getting creamed with radiation that's sterilizing them, right? So this is serious stuff we're talking about. There's a lot happening with all this. There's we've got the documents. This is a Navy military document, 1971-72. There are five pages. They did 2,300 studies with this stuff. And there's five pages of health symptoms from this kind of radiation.
Read some of them, Joe. Some things that might be happening to you, and you're going to the doctor, and you can't figure the doctor, take this pill. And they just keep giving you pills and pills and pills. And it's a possibility that it could be what? Why, radiation poison. What are some of the symptoms, Joe?
Okay, so you have headaches, insomnia, restlessness. There's things that are pretty technical to read on the air, but here on number 27, death. That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Right.
Or think about if you're having trouble sleeping at night, what's the radiation going through your house? See, like right now, if I turned on the Wi-Fi in our house, I wouldn't feel anything.
Right.
I wouldn't know it.
Well, but you're still being damaged and you don't know it. So here on page 9, here's depression, impotency, anxiety, lack of concentrations, dizziness, hallucinations, sleeplessness, insomnia,
increased irritability,
decreased appetite, loss, of memory, scalp sensations, chest pain. So, I mean, the whole thing is there, right? So, but here's the things you need to know.
Folks, he's got so much stuff.
Get started.
Joe gave me a hard time last night. He says, Coach, you just got to read this. Well, he brought freaking 800 books.
Okay, so this is Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg. It details the existence of electricity. It starts back way in like 1798 or something like that. And there was a Dr. M.D. Beard.
That's probably my problem.
And all these people were getting sick back then, right? He details all this in this book. There's 150 pages of footnotes, okay? This is Jerry Flynn's book. You need to get this. This is a very important book. It just came out, I think, November last year. He's a 26-year weapons expert, right? This wireless radiation. And in his book, it's just fascinating. There's 20 chapters of all the wireless stuff. Tells exactly smart meters, Wi-Fi, and all that.
Okay, Joe, let me direct this show here a little bit. Hey, Mike, pull up that video I sent you. It says, because I want to give you a quick start on this. Started at what minute mark did I tell you to start it at, Mike? I said started at the Joe's meter, and I didn't tell you.
It was go back.
11 minute mark, I think it was, wasn't it, Joe?
Go back and look on the video.
Well, this is on my screen.
Oh, okay.
So I need to tell Mike. Well, I think I want you to start at about the 11 minute mark, is I think where you said it, Joe.
Okay, keep going on the screen. Keep going on the screen.
Yeah. Oops, hang on, folks. Bear with me. I thought I'd send it to Mike, and I didn't, of course. This is where you want to start it, Joe, right here. This is where it told me. 11 minute mark, Mike. 11 minute mark. And this is Joe Esposito on May 1st, 2016. So this is 4 years ago. He's going to take a little tour. And then, Joe, I want you to show them the video we had up there, the cell, where all the cell towers are and all the,
It's on there. It's on there.
Okay. So Mike, go ahead and get it to 11 minute mark and go ahead and play that thing for us if you could. Let's go back here, Joe. We'll watch it.
We started on Admiral and we went down Sheridan north to south. But the radar was so strong at the airport, we really couldn't use our meter to even talk to people because it was so strong. So we had to come up to Admiral a mile or two. And then we came down and we drove that whole stretch of road with that meter running, showing you the amount of radiation. That was 4 years ago. It's either doubled or tripled now. The radiation is much, 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 much worse. And then we show you antennasearch.com.
Okay. Let go ahead and play this, Mike. So this is 4 years ago, Joe Esposito out with his little trusty little meter and his $2,000 suit, riding around showing you what's going on from a radiation standpoint. Just driving down the road. Go ahead, Mike.
Just give you review of...
Can't hear it on my end.
...how much the radiation is. Remember, we're using omnidirectional, which is taking it from all sources instead of our directional, which we talked about.
I have no volume, Mike. Maybe so is it just on my end, you think?
No, Sheridan, we can't hear it either.
I can hear you yet, Mike.
Sheridan.
Yeah, you got to do that little trick you do.
So, Phil, this filler time. Come on, Joe.
Here's another book. You got to get this book if you can see it. Because I don't know if the screen's blocking it or not. We have to wait a minute. But we'll see when we get back.
Hey, Coach.
It's called Dirty Electricity by Dr. Sam Milham, M.D. He's a fascinating read. Here it is, right? Dr. Sam Milham.
Coach.
What's that? Go ahead, Mark.
I just wanted to take this minute while he's getting sound worked out. The time I spent with Joe last night and the methodology that he's explaining, he's got his engineer on site, which brings a whole lot of extra tools in his toolbox. What he's doing, my two cents, is 100% accurate.
Man.
His findings are consistent. His findings are consistent with what I've been trying to put out. I'm so happy he had the instrument and can show data. That's what we all need, is that data.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, Coach, how long would you have went without believing you're in a pool of radiation without the data? Well,
Mark, you can't make somebody understand. You just can't. And he took. We went several places, several different homes yesterday, and I can't believe this, right? I can't believe it. But it's meter makes it undeniable, right?
You remember driving past those houses across from you?
Yeah.
And the business is walking up to their door with the meter making noise.
Right.
And you can immediately capture a survey, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is great, great knowledge, Coach. Thank you for having me.
I'm trying to get – Mike, are we ready to roll there, you think, yet?
Okay, but
Coach, I was going to say that we have to make
– Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Keep us on the screen.
We have to make a distinction. Really clear one here, okay? This is electromagnetic radiation.
Man-made.
No, not man-made. Electromagnetic radiation, okay, caused by electricity flow at various frequencies and power levels, okay? This is not natural radiation. This is not nuclear radiation.
It's man-made.
Whole different levels of things.
That's what he meant by man-made, Joe. That's what he meant by man-made.
This is man-made, non-thermal, non-ionizing, pulsed microwave radiation.
Okay? Amen.
Okay.
I just want to make that clarification, because when you say the word radiation, people think nuclear.
No.
A lot of times, yeah.
My fault, because I brought the right document down, and for some reason something happened.
By the way, it's 7:24, right here's our clock, okay?
Okay, so let me show you this book. This book is crucial. It's by Dr. Joseph Mercola, EMF*D. Okay, that's slang for a certain term.
We're screwed.
Yeah, we're screwed. Okay, and so this book just came out, I think, the first of the year, February or so. You need to get this book. Absolutely get this book, because on page 102 and 103, what he's telling you is, see, it shows you ionizing radiation and non-ionizing. Okay, they both break DNA bonds, but then they also cause antioxidant oxygen radicals, which breaks DNA bonds. Okay, so he's telling you now and us for the first time,
Dr. Mercola,
in 8 years, that this non-ionizing radiation, the kind of cell phones, cell towers, and all that, is more dangerous than the hospital-like ionizing radiation. And here's the reasoning right here, okay? So what he's telling you right here, this is the mechanism of damage. that we've never known before. Okay, this is crucial. So it says here, it talks about voltage-gated calcium channels. That's what happens first, because our cells have little gates that open and close to control calcium. Okay, so maybe let's say the inside of the cell, this may not be accurate, but say let's just say 20,000 concentration of calcium cells. On the outside, it may be 200,000. The radiation is 7.2 million times stronger than those gated calcium channels. And so it makes it flood with calcium. When it does that, the cell, you get let me get my finger here and my eyeballs on it. But it gets nitric oxide and superoxide just come together. They love each other, right? They don't even need any, you know, thing to get them going together. They just come together. And that makes peroxynitrite. Peroxynitrite is the most dangerous radical oxygen there is. And what happens with it is it will stay a long time in your cells, and it goes from cell to cell and causes all this damage, right? So this is the most crucial book to get a hold of. He tells you, even Mercola, he's an MD, and he's on, you know, he's real famous.
Everybody knows Dr. Mercola.
Yeah,
sure.
And he said, I made a mistake. He said, I thought if I ate the right nutrition and did the right things, I would be safe. And he confesses he made a mistake, and he's asking for apologies here, because he knows now that it's so dangerous. And so you can read the book, and it gives you all these things to do to help fix yourself.
The subtitle of this book right here from Dr. Mercola says, 56 Wi-Fi and cell phones, hidden harms and how to protect yourself. So Dr. Mercola is saying this stuff is out there, this stuff is deadly, and this book explains all of it and how you need to protect yourself.
Right.
Mike, if you could, can we get that video up there yet? Because this will lead to something else. There's so much stuff here, man. There's just so much stuff here. So I'm trying to find where, yeah, there it is. Every time I do something here, try that. There you go. Go ahead and play it, Mike. This is Joe riding down the street doing a test. Still no sound. Well, if we can't get the sound, do me a favor, Mike. Scroll ahead, because I'm going to switch gears on you real quick. Mike, just move this video further ahead. Keep going. I'm watching on the screen. Keep going till we get to where we show the charts of cell towers. Keep rolling.
It's antennasearch.com. You punch in your address. You'll see how many.
It'll be right here in a minute.
You'll see how many. No, that's not it.
Next one. Go next one. This is a page from antennasearch.com. So you'll be able to see where you are living, how you are being poisoned. Hang on. Keep going. I'm sorry, folks, for the.
Back up a little.
Back up just a tad.
Okay, that's good right there. Yeah.
Go ahead and play it. We don't even need the sound. If it's sound done, we'll just play it, Mike.
I'll be the sound. There. Okay. That's antennasearch.com. We are at 41st and Sheridan, it says at the top. And there was 138 cell towers, 373 communications antennas, and that's in a 4-mile radius of that intersection. Hello?
We're going to show you a picture of it here. Go ahead and let it roll, Mike. As Joe was talking about it, I just think it's incredible. There you are.
Right?
So those are all the towers that are shooting out some type of electromagnetic force.
And they go 28 miles, right? Smart meters on the house go 3 miles.
Got it? You understand what we're talking
about? Go to the antennas now. Keep going.
This video, Mike, put this in the chat so the folks can watch this video.
There's the antennas, right? 41st and Sheridan. They're dangerous too. I have one on a hospital, St. John's Hospital in Tulsa, in Owosso, and it's just 900 feet from my house. It's creaminess. It's 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off.
Folks, this is one square block, or maybe a little bit more. This is one area. And is this in Tulsa?
This is 4 miles.
Four miles in Tulsa.
You see the little red, barely see the little red thing there in the center? That's the intersection, supposedly. It tells you where you're at.
So when you're in your car, you're getting cooked by this stuff.
You don't even know it.
Everywhere. You don't even know. You're walking down the street. Hey, but put that mask on. Better wear your mask.
Hey, real quick. The default setting is 2 miles on antennasearch.com.
It says that on it?
I got no setting to change the range from 2 miles on the website.
That's okay. That's all they're doing is trying to show you a relationship of how many there are out there.
Let's shut up here a minute and open it up. Joe's got okay. so much to
let,
give you.
Let me just share this one.
Joe's got something to share real quick. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. So these are some documents. Let's see.
I'll get you back up here.
Let me get back on the screen so I can help.
This used to work really good for me, Joe. And then all of a sudden, pin up the screen. Okay. I got to do this now.
So I want to show you this. This is Cece Doucette.
He brought all this stuff and said, "You haven't read this yet, have you?" He brought it on Saturday and thought I'd have it all read by today.
Okay. So this is Cece Doucette, right? And she's in Massachusetts. Well, she worked with New Hampshire, right? And so they came out. So she says that they did this special report, the legislature. They revealed great evidence of harm, failure of the industry and governments to protect the public. Okay. These are the documents that came out of that hearing, right? So these right here, this is 390 page document. It's the final report of the state of New Hampshire, came out November 1st. All right. And so the way this worked out was there's a sick person like me invited this representative, Patrick Abram, the chair, into the house and said, "Look, all this radiation hurts me." He said, "It can't because it's heating." And he said, no, it's hurting me. And so he did his research and he found out that it was hurting her. Okay. So he went back to his office in the legislature there and he got a bill started.
Joe's actually read all this stuff. He highlighted it.
Yeah. But he started a bill, House Bill 522, and the governor passed it. And so this is the results. This has been going on for a long time there. This is the final report. There's 15 recommendations. They're saying that people like me need to go in and read people's homes for the radiation, how intense it is. Because every cell tower, if you can even see it or not see it, it's coming into your home. It's destroying your family. Okay, it's radiation. And then they say then the real estate companies need to be disclosing how much radiation is coming into your homes. And once that starts, I mean, it's going to be a landslide.
You understand that, folks? You have to do a soils. Hey, Joe, I'm going to turn my phone on again. I want people to hear late tuner ins to hear it again. You know, so when you buy a new home, they come in. Uh-oh, I already got it on, Joe.
Okay.
This is my cell phone. If I were to bring Michelle's cell phone down here. We don't even have the Wi-Fi turned on.
Look here. See this number one? This number one on the left-hand side of the screen, this meter is set at 200 microwatts. Remember, cell damage is 3.4 microwatts per meter squared, right? Okay. And so when he's got his cell phone sitting next to me, it's really putting out a huge amount of radiation. It might be putting out 50,000. I can tell that, but I have to change.
How about smart meters on your appliances? Grab your gas company. They got smart meter on. Phew. That's killing people. It's killing. Joe, I'm not making it. Did you turn this off, Joe?
No.
So this is going through my house. My wife's phone's going through our house. Our Wi-Fi's going through our house. Cell tower across the street's going through our house. Smart meter's going through our house. Are you understanding what's going on, folks? You understand why people are getting sick? I'm not going to say this to Joe, but if Joe was here, I would say, Joe, is there a connection at all between this and coronavirus?
Absolutely.
Now, you don't have, Joe, come on. No,
absolutely. That. Yes, it is. It's like, remember when in China, that was the highest cell, I think 5G stuff that was in the place. And then they got the virus. That's
hey, folks, listen, do you find yourself having aches and pains? This all began to become real to me. I said, man, my legs hurt me and this hurt me. And God, I'm having a headache. And then you got to go to the heart doctor because your heart's got, you got AFib. And they go, you go there and they give you a pill.
They
right?
They misdiagnose and misprescribe because they don't know what they're doing.
They don't understand.
Right.
We're all being radiated. Something else Joe did blew me away. Our microwave, he had that little chart, right? And so I he went outside with the chart. I turned on our microwave, our harmless microwave. Joe's out on my porch. Some of you have been to my house. You know what our house is. I'm at the microwave. Joe's outside with his Geiger counter, whatever he calls that contraption. I turn on the microwave. What do you suppose? Out on the porch. He walks in. Bah, 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 bah. So that microwave, when I turn that microwave on, it's radiating my house as well, right?
360 degrees around that microwave through all the walls in the house, and everything is radiating it. And yeah, I can step out, and if I had like a clear space in a kitchen, if it was like facing out this window or something, I could walk out maybe 100 feet from the house, and I will still pick up the microwave. That it's a magnetron, and as you know, Raytheon was the start of the making of all these microwaves.
Okay, so your head's spinning like mine. I understand. Open up. I got my thing working today here on my screen. So if you want to say, if you got a question, want to say something, unmute yourself, and I'll see you, and then I'll invite you.
What time is
come on it? In. It's we got 24 minutes yet, Joe. Okay. Somebody want to come in? Come on.
Yeah, Coach.
Yeah,
Joe. Go, Joe.
I was going to say you're exactly right on all of this. I live in Cedar Hill, Texas, which has every television tower for the Metroplex 3 miles away from my house. Okay.
Not good.
You're getting cooked, bud.
Not good.
I know I'm getting cooked.
No wonder your back hurts. No wonder your shoulder hurts and your elbow hurts. And no wonder you got a tummy ache. No wonder you can't sleep at night. No wonder you got a headache. No wonder your nose is running. No wonder your ears are plugged up. Are you with me, folks?
Oh, yeah. I'm understanding. I'm amazed how God made our bodies. It's just that I'm still alive.
We're electric, aren't we? Because yeah, when somebody
falls, I've had 3.5 rim,
and they shock them, right? Shock them, get that electric running again.
Yeah, I've had 3.5 rim in my body over a period of like 6 years, being on the boats, and then I worked electrical, doing tower cranes all over the place and all over the country and that kind of thing. So I've been exposed.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm amazed at how the body recovers. But there's some things that are coming that they're trying to do that we cannot do. Okay. Especially this vaccine. I mean, I've been studying this thing and I understand exactly what your guest is talking about. Okay. And I'm wondering how that vaccine is going to affect our bodies.
Boy, oh boy.
Okay. We're going to turn into big electromagnets because of this vaccine.
Well, as Joe said, the prince of the power of the air wants to kill us. We know that, right?
Oh, yeah. And we'll be easily identifiable.
Mm.
So yeah, we're going to become an antenna.
Exactly. Broadcaster. Because all we got to do is wave our hand under this thing, and they know who we are, and they could deduct from our checking account to get that loaf of bread.
Hey, Joe, do me a favor. Put your mask on, will you?
No.
We don't want you making everybody sick out here. Area code 315. Come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I'd just like to ask, how does all this affect our thinking patterns?
It destroys them.
The good news, it made some of you. Some of you are so crazy you listen to us every day, so it must be doing something. Right? Joe listens to it, by the way. Joe and Ken Wong listen to it. And I mean, it's folks, I'm not bragging. The impact we're having here is unbelievable, the reach. Hey, how about this? Randy, this guy's in your neighborhood, Randy.
And I'm a concrete guy.
He's a concrete guy. Randy, do you believe that? Done concrete his whole life. And now he's, wow. Lost his wife 2 years ago. Just all of a sudden she developed lung cancer out of nowhere. Right, Joe?
Yeah, fourth stage. But here was the problem. We live by the 96th Street cell tower in Owosso. My meter reads anywhere from 8,000 to 10,000 microwatts per meter squared. I mean, that is cooking people. All you got to do is go out and put some oil on them, right?
Yeah. Area code 207.
Hey, Coach. Question for Joe. My name's Cindy, and I have had a thyroid issue from Okinawa, Japan. I was there 3 years.
Let's give you a pill. We'll give you a pill. Go ahead.
Last night, the Lord woke me up. This is not a coincidence. And said, the wee boost you have in your house is making you sick. So before we turned on you, Coach, I told my husband we got to get rid of that Wii booth. Joe, do you know anything about the Wii booth? And do I need to get rid of my smartphone and my Bluetooth? My question. Oh,
you would open that can of worms, wouldn't you? You would open it. Go ahead, Joe.
No, listen, I'm trying to help you understand this. No, it's N-O, capital N-O, red letters, bold. No wireless man-made radiation is safe. None of it.
I'm going to go a little bit. People can't see it.
Okay. So, you know, Ken Wan is...
Hang on. For those of you just tuning in, Joe is wearing a $2,000 suit because he has been so damaged by rays, okay? So if you tune in, you think it's Halloween. It's not.
Well, that's what I tell people when I go out. But listen, let me share. Ken Wan is a real blessing because he's an electrical engineer, and he brought a whole new dimension to my life. It was a providential meeting. We came together. And so he can go in and hardwire things. That's what we do. We go in, and actually people will call us. We read their homes. We go on the outside and look at the radiation. And we did that just yesterday.
Right.
The first thing we did is got out of the car. We walk around the outside of the house because we want to see what's coming at the house. And what's coming out, because I could walk by a room and say, okay, they got Wi-Fi in that room, or they have a deck phone in that room. So when I go inside, I'll know what to be expecting. But on this house, particular house we went to, they just installed a new smart meter on the outside of the house on a telephone pole about 3 feet from the corner of their house. And they got three or four kids in there, little kids, and then their family. Then we walked around the other side of the house. They have a smart meter. And then the neighbors got a smart meter. They actually have 3 smart meters on that house. And it's just real close because those things, remember, go 3 miles. And so every room, it's a two-story house, every room we went into had smart meter transmissions going through that house.
Plus right? Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but once we go in the house, then the Wi-Fi, I read, over 200,000 microwatts per meter squared, right? So we had to shut it down. So then we go around to see what else is in the house. And then we have cell tower problems. So the cell towers are coming in the house, right? So that's what we do. We go in and do an analysis and read what's happening in that house. Because
folks, one of the points Joe made is you don't get rid of your internet. You don't have to get rid of your cell phone. You just hardwire it.
Right.
So you don't have Wi-Fi and everything going through your home. He has now made my home, but shutting everything down, almost – I mean, there's some waves coming through, but not like it was before.
Well, Ken Wan, he's the guy that makes that work. Okay.
So here's my question. Can I ask the question?
Yes.
We live off the grid. We don't have any smart. We don't have. Well, I don't know where the nearest cell tower is, but we live off the grid.
How far? Wait.
We're in the woods.
Okay, I understand that, but what I'm trying to tell you is you think it's going to be the way you say, but until you get an HFE 35C will be the only way you will know what's happening to you.
That's his Geiger counter.
Radiation detector, right. Okay. And it's very, very important. They're like $840 or something like that. It's Safe Living Technologies in Canada.
Okay, to save time, if you got a question, I'll connect you to Joe. If you want to, you need Joe's information, you connect me and I'll connect you to him.
And let me just share this. I had one guy named Luke. He was up north and we were losing him, seriously losing this guy. He couldn't think. He couldn't talk anymore. He couldn't do business anymore. And so we got a hold of him. I sent him a meter. I have a friend that has a meter just like mine. I sent it to him. We have a telephone, right? AT&T landline telephone. He bought the phone, got the landline put in, got a 100-foot extension cord, 3-story house, and he walked around that house and let me listen to his meter, which is the same as my meter, and I could tell him what he was listening to, just by the sound of the meter. That's one of the neat things about this meter that you can't tell about other meters, right? And so that's very, very important because here's the problem. You got cell towers. You got your neighbors, if you got any neighbors close up. You got Wi-Fi coming in your neighbors. You got deck phones. Deck phones are probably one of the most – 200,000. Wi-Fi is 200,000.
Cell towers coming in
there. Yeah, and mouses, wireless mouses are 200,000. keyboards, wireless keyboards are $200,000.
Hey, folks, listen. You ever heard of Alzheimer's? Hey, folks. You ever heard of somebody who's autistic? Could it be that the autistic child was damaged in the womb through radiation? Could it be that the old people, the brain has been over its period of time, just been bombarded so much by radiation waves that they just reach a point where the ability to think is irretrievable? Or is it something we eat? What is it? Here, take a pill. Take a pill, right? Well, my mom always said, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The best idea would be to turn that stuff off, wouldn't it? Hey, listen, Joe didn't tell me this. I learned something the other night. Do not, when you go to bed at night, friends, turn off your Wi-Fi. I'm going to say it again. When you're sleeping at night, turn off your Wi-Fi. Just go down and hit the switch and turn your Wi-Fi off. Don't lay there for 8 hours and let that stuff continue to go through your brain and through your body. Turn it off. Hey. Get up in the morning. If you still want to have Wi-Fi, then turn it back on. It boots right back up. But for heaven's sake, when you sleep or when you're not using your Wi-Fi, turn it off. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. So here's the thing. We go in and we look at a house. You can put Faraday cages up. I built my first Faraday cage back in 2013. Almost instant recovery at night.
Faraday cage, folks, is a cage you put around you that blocks the radiation from hitting you, basically.
Right. It can be different things to do that. But it's very important. You need to protect yourself at night. Okay. And let me just share. If you guys buy a meter and you don't know what to do with it, can I get my phone number?
Sure.
Call 918-274-8111. There's three ones.
They didn't write that down fast enough. Okay. You can also contact me. I'll get it to you. But give it to them again because they're running right now. Get their pins.
918.
Hang on. They're still running. I see her. She's over there getting that one out of the drawer. Coming back. Where's the paper, honey? Where's the paper? Here, right over there. Okay, here we go.
They don't have paper and pencil anymore. All right. Okay. 918-274-8111. There's an answering machine there. I'll get to you sometime. It may take me some while.
Joe Esposito.
And I'll teach you how to use the meter. Okay, that's what I do. But let me just, on the autism thing, this is Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt. You can go to his, there was a YouTube back in, when I first, my life changed this November 7th, 2012. And he just put his, YouTube up a couple of months before. He's an MD doctor and he works with autistic kids. And what they found was when all these autistic kids, they went into the bedrooms where they were carried in their mom and it was all high radiation rooms. Right. And he proved that the autism, I know vaccines cause that too. Right. But not like radiation. And so what he's done is he takes these kids, get them off all the wireless, starts protecting him with suits, right? Protecting, okay? And so they get better, right? They can't take the radiation. That's what happened to me. I was damaged in the Marines by radar. And so that's what's damaged me so badly, okay?
Mel, come on in, Mel.
Yeah, hi, Coach. Have you heard of the ultimate EMF detector? Mel? That's an app you can get for your smartphone. And while it's not going to be as...
Wait. You talk with. I'm sorry. I'm sure you're a nice person.
He is a real nice person.
You can't run an app and measure radiation with radiation. I'm sorry. I do this. Can't do it.
Well, what the app does is it uses the sensor in the phone, which is used for communication, and it sort of reverses it. And while it's not going to be as accurate as your $800 meter, it's free on the internet, and you can at least go around. I mean, I've gone around my house and found the things that are the most damaging. I'm just saying, look, I'm not disparaging your $800 meter. But, I can't justify spending $800.
Yeah.
Okay, when we do this for people and we build Faraday cages, we get inside and we measure the radiation inside. The meter that I'm using, if I have the green antenna on it, it's like a Christmas tree, is 0.1 microwatts per meter squared, right? I mean, that's a big thing to do is to get people fixed and get them, because, I mean, you know, SpaceX, this is Arthur Furstenberg's,
they're seeing it.
Can they see that?
Yeah,
that's Arthur Furstenberg's thing he just sent out. And what he's telling you, SpaceX is putting up satellites. Listen to this. SpaceX just put out 180 new satellites in October. 60 satellites were launched October 6th.
The radiating is now from up in space, folks.
5G. 60 more October 18th and 60 more October 24th, right? That's the article. It's telling you what's happening here. It's not only that, but, I mean, look at this guy. These are pilots that can't take the magnetics and the wireless and all the stuff in their cockpits anymore. So the planes are coming down, right? I forget. Let's see. So here we have during 93 to 13, spatial disorientation, 72 Class A mishaps, 101 deaths and 65 lost aircrafts. And so they're thinking about this is all just radiation, right? This is going off the charts. I mean,
Come on in, Myra. Come on in here. Did you want to say something, Myra? Your microphone.
Yes. I would like to know the name of those books, please. Oh. And if you can put it in the chat. And I took your phone number and about to send you a text. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Myra. Anybody else? I'm looking in here to see if anybody wants to come in here.
They was trying to.
10 minutes left, Joe. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. One of the things, too, when I was asked about is like these PlayStation, Xbox, these gamings, they have a Wi-Fi remote control. That's probably something else, too, we want to think about, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely. They're the worst. Gamers are the worst. They did, was it 2020, did a thing here a while back where this kid was a gamer and he didn't want to go to school anymore. He just wanted to game because they'd make a lot of money. So they did an MRI on his brain. You're supposed to have all these red hot spots all over your brain. He had one left in the back of his brain. Wow. So they put him out in the desert to detox the kid. And he was out there, I don't know how many months, 2, 3, 4 months. And they taught him how to make a fire, you know, like normal people would learn how to make fires. And then he had his mom come out and show him. Then they did another, when he came back, MRI. Those hot spots started coming back. This is made to destroy you. This is made to destroy God's creation.
No, Joe, wait a minute. The government wouldn't put that out there. The government wouldn't let this happen.
No, it is happening. I tell you, you read the books. Here, you know how all this radiation started? Okay, I did the research. I'm a researcher, right? I went back, and there was a guy named Herman P. Swan. He was an electrical engineer that came out of Nazi Germany in 1947. They brought him here with Operation Paperclip. Okay, I think you already got the message here, right? This whole wireless thing. Okay, and so he went to the Department of Defense in Pennsylvania, and they asked him, said, how much radiation is safe? Because, see, back then they were using it, but they didn't understand how dangerous it was and how much was safe. And so he said, you know, I really don't know, so we need to kind of look at all this. So he did some heat studies. Okay. So he had no epidemiological studies, no peer reviewed studies, no physiological studies. He had nothing. And he made a decision because the only thing he knew was they used radars to cook hot dogs, the radar guys. Right. And it was 100,000 microwatts per centimeter squared. And I can show you all those things. I know that's a lot to throw at you there.
It is.
But, okay, so you come down. So what he did is come down 10 times less than what the radar were cooking hot dogs with. And that's been our standard in this country for 73 years.
Okay, let me ask you this, folks. If somebody came up to you with a flashlight, look at me here, Joe, and they put a flashlight in your eyes, how long would you say, let that happen to say, stop that, man, stop that? But see, they're doing that to you, except you can't see the light. It's the exact same as what's going on. It's coming in, but you don't. You can't see it, okay? Mark, come on in here. We got about 6 minutes. Let's try to put
I'm just totally in agreement. I just don't – we need practical steps. I think what you're seeing, Coach, your testimony is going to help this crowd. In other words, how did he coming into your home change your life? Mm. That's what people are going to believe, Coach, is when you tell them what you changed.
Right.
Then an important part he needs to discuss, which he has, is remediation. He's telling y'all all these things that we can do to fix it. You hardwire things, you shield things, put a lamp timer on anything that radiates, let it turn off at night automatically. Things like that. Right?
Amen. Real quickly here, let me bring in Kenwan here. Kenwan is an electrical engineer. He's watching the show also from out in Oklahoma, if you can believe. Kenwan, I'm going to have Kenwan on just to give you his Christ, turning to Christ testimony. He gave that to me last night. That story's unbelievable. But Kenwan, have you been hearing us at all out there? Do you know
no.
What's going on? Well, you know what we've been talking about, right?
Yeah.
So just verify for everybody as a electrical engineer. Joe just said spitting water, right?
No. This stuff is very dangerous, and people just don't know because convenient. They want to keep all their, you know, toys or whatever. But yeah, this stuff is very, very dangerous.
So as soon as you start talking to somebody about it, like we were talking to my son last night, the first thing he said was what? What? So we're going to do away with cell phones?
Right?
First thing he says, because why? They're so convenient. Everything's on it. So no, you can go ahead and use it. Or we saw a guy the other day, Joe. What did he say? I've been doing it for 40 years. I know guys have been doing this stuff for 40 years. They're all right. So are they?
Yeah.
Right? They're going to the doctor. They're taking 30 different kinds of pills. What do you mean they're all right? So we don't understand. So I'm going to have Kenwan on later just to give his testimony. How he? I'm telling you, man. What a story. What a story. How he got saved. He's 42 years old and didn't believe it. Didn't believe in the gospel. I don't want to give it to you. I'll give it to you later. Joe, slide back down in here. We got to wrap it up here. We got 4 minutes.
No.
Look at this monkey suit this guy's wearing.
Here.
This thing.
Here.
Look.
I wear two suits, actually. I'm not stripping. I wear two suits. There's a darker suit inside. And they're both 50 dBd, right?
Because it's radiation damaged.
Right, because I'm radiation damaged, right? And here, let me freak y'all out some more. When I'm in high radiation areas, it damages your eyes. So this is a head net, right? You put this thing on, it protects your eyes.
It's got a mask. You can go to Kroger's.
It's pure silver. Okay, so now if you take this head net, put it over the top of my antenna when it's transmitting, it'll go quiet. Because it's protecting me. It's protecting. It stops the radiation.
Amen.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, aren't they? Aren't
Amen.
They? Help hey, us wrap coach. It up, Mark. Somebody go.
Hey,
look, I'm just a helmet head, okay? I'm just a helmet head. And I'm smart enough to figure out, you know what? No wonder I got this aching. Why is my back hurting me out there? Well, I'm laying there and I'm being cooked. I'm being cooked. Yeah. I go to bed at night. Is this you? You put your cell phone right beside your bed.
Hey, Joanne has a question.
Yeah. Go.
Okay. Joanne, okay. Go. Okay. Well, I did put it in the chat, but I've seen black paint that people have painted on their house. Does that have any, I don't know what it is, but does that have any effect on helping the radiation? Also, I want to know where you place a Faraday cage. And my other question is, where do I get the meter?
Wow, a bunch of questions. Where should you get the meter?
Okay, first on the black paint. I don't know. I have not dealt with it much. I've heard good and bad, but I don't know. There might be a little more too. You get the meter at Safe Living Technologies in Canada. They're the North American distributor for gigahertz, this meter. And, you know, I'm just telling you, there's a lot of meters there out there. But to me, it's a working meter for me. Right. And then the other question was where to put a Faraday cage. You put it in your bedroom. Do you understand your bedroom is the most? I have a little baby Faraday cage and I carry it with me when I go into people's homes. And I put it on their beds to measure the radiation. If the radiation, I can stop what that little Faraday cage means, I can put a big Faraday cage up, right? Because here's the way it works. The sunlight, when you're out in the sun during the day, that's radiation, right? And it goes to your eyes, to the pineal gland, and you create melatonin that night. Well, during the day, you're not supposed to do melatonin, right? So at night, that's when the melatonin comes out. But if the radiation is in your room, you're sleeping with it, the cell towers, the Wi-Fi, all that stuff, then it's just like sunlight. You will not fix. You will not make
Amen.
Melatonin. Okay?
Amen.
Wow. Hey, Joe, give me.
Can I continue with that?
For the first time in my life, tinfoil hat makes sense, doesn't it, Mark Trump? Huh? because that's basically what we're doing. We're just doing, we're reflecting energy, transmitting. We're transmitting.
Amen. Huh? Unless you're watching a display, then it captures radiation. It bounces around in your tinfoil hat. So be careful with that.
Well, I got to be careful with it, right? Oh my goodness, Joe. You got 30 seconds here. What's the take? Hey, folks, he gave you his phone number. Give him the phone number again, Joe. He's willing to help.
It's 918-274-8111, and you can get Ken Juan on Facebook.
Yes. Just go to Ken Juan Folsom, KENWONFULSOM.
We're not going to – listen, Kenya, he's going to be on with us later on, okay, maybe tomorrow. So we'll get you plenty of information from Ken Juan, okay? Focus in on Joe right now, and he's got his phone number. If you said, Coach, I didn't have a pencil with me, well, email me or text me or whatever, and I'll get you the information. And Joe, this is Joe's life's work, man, and he'll help you do everything he can.
Thanks, God.
I know it's. Quit zapping me, Joe. I feel Joe zapping me. God bless you.
Okay, God bless.
Let us know, and we'll do all we can to help.
Hang in there.
See you tomorrow.